This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joining us in the studio now are a Melbourne independent duo. They specialise in fun music and it seems very interesting video clips. They call themselves Client Liaison. They are Harvey Miller and Monty Morgan. Welcome to Joy, boys.
Thanks for having us.
Hey.
Now, your Facebook bio says you started the band in 1992. I'm guessing you're about 5 years old at the time then.
Yeah, pretty much. 92. I can't remember writing that in. I don't know how that got there.
Right.
Forgive us. No, we did.
We probably met. Oh, no, a bit later than 92.
Yeah, I reckon maybe 97. We met around then.
Yeah.
So your old friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, like school friends? Or?
Yeah, from school.
Yeah. Yeah, fantastic. So when did you actually decide that you could do music together?
Oh, let me think. What year was it? It was probably 08, 09.
Yeah. It was a pretty slow, organic process. Kind of, I sang on one of Harvey's beats and then didn't hear from him for another 6 months. And then,
right.
Yeah, he'd come back and play it. And then I go, oh, maybe change this.
So what were you guys doing before you sort of got together as musically?
Oh, well, I guess throughout school, we always learnt instruments. Myself, sort of every instrument poorly. That's, you know, I'd get guitar lessons and piano lessons and drum lessons. And then after school, we were just, Monty had this fantastic studio. And it was like a meeting hub for, I guess, him and his sort of friendship group who my brother was part of. And then I chimed in from there.
Okay. All right. So you're the instrumentalist, the guy that makes the music or?
Yeah. I mean, we both... write the music and lyrics, but if you know, that's kind of my forte and Monty's forte is lyrics and vocals.
Right. So. Tell me a little bit about where the idea around Client Liaison and Client Liaison sound came from.
I guess it was a shared passion of that kind of music. I was very into Prince and Harvey. We still are into kind of Australian classics like John Farnham and Tina Arena. So it was kind of a middle ground that we met in, and we started with a song called End of the Earth, which has a lot of Australian references. And and then Harvey was at art school. We were both at art school, and so that kind of kick-started this idea of the corporate identity that we kind of personify and a kind of... Client Liaison philosophy, which includes a number of things.
Yeah, just a sort of multi-sensory experience, like where sometimes it's embarrassing to say just as excited about video clips as we are the music, even though the music's first and foremost, that's the main vehicle, whether it be costume, choreography, live show, that they're all things that are equally considered.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the video clips. They've almost got a life of their own, having a look at some of the comments over the last couple of years with a number of video clips. There's a real sense of adventure and storytelling in the video clips that's sort of separate and has a life of its own away from the song.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun making our clips. We try to make them all as different as possible, and we get really involved in the process. Yeah, I mean, it's a whole nother field to add a new layer of meaning to us. So, and generally, it's pretty fun as well.
You mentioned that Prince and Tina Arena and John Farnham. What else are you listening to? What are some of the influences around?
Oh, last night I went through Peter Gabriel's like back catalogue, which was fun.
Okay,
looking to sample some Peter Gabriel, and so immediately. Peter Gabriel. Otherwise, Monty, what have you been listening to as of the past week?
Oh, it's always hard to remember. George Michael. INXS.
You guys are seriously embedded in the pop world. Then that would be a fair assessment.
Definitely.
Yeah, kind of pre mid '90s pop though, mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah, back when it was more sophisticated, I guess.
So is there anyone of the current era that you listen to?
Definitely Blood Orange, Kendrick Lamar. There's a lot of great people out there now.
Fantastic. Mm. What about the live performances? Again, you said you like the whole multi-layer thing. What do we expect from a client liaison show? I'm assuming there's a bit of quirkiness going on in the live shows.
Yeah,
as well.
we design our wardrobe with our stylist, so we have costume changes and like elaborate outfits. And we've got Harvey's brother Geordie, my old friend, on guitar, and another friend of ours, Tom Tilley, on bass. And they come out and we do synchronized moves, and we also have a bit of an elaborate stage dress with kind of a office feel with ferns and water coolers.
the whole corporate client liaison.
Yeah. We're working towards sort of a Rocker Steadford style extravaganza, and we look forward to it. I mean, we've already started the staging production, the first phase, which is we've got these like custom water coolers we cast, and then the next phase is probably moving on to the reception desk, and we eventually want to get the backstage crew of, you know, how you have the big plyboard mural backings that sort of wheel in, flip around. So yeah, that's the next phase we're working towards.
Fantastic. So it's like as big as you can possibly make it.
Yeah,
and sort of get bigger each time.
Sort of, we're always punching above our weight in terms of, you know, faking it. Like it comes off looking legit, but really everything's hanging by a shoestring behind stage.
Yeah.
In community radio, I think I understand what you're talking about there. Nice. We would try to make things sound way better.
Yeah.
You've got, you released your debut 6-track EP back in 2014, which newly discovered for me, I have to admit, but Feed the Rhythm, love that track on that song.
Thank you.
But how was the whole experience of recording and releasing that EP at the time?
That was a conglomeration of songs we'd made over quite a few years. So it was kind of pulling them together. They were all mixed with different people, a lot via correspondence. So looking back, it's hard to listen to it as one, personally, just because it's so disparate. But I guess that's what we're into. We want to try and explore every genre and every kind of style within our philosophy. But yeah, that was really fun. The other thing we did is we did a film clip for every song. So we tried to make a release out of every song and kind of make every song a single. And the stuff we're working on now, we're working with one mixer for an album length of material. And yeah, trying to make it flow a bit better.
Okay, so, and I was going to ask you about that. So you've got new material out now, brand new single called World of Our Love.
Yeah.
So, and that's the lead for what you hope will be a full album of new material.
Yeah, we're going to release that later this year. We've been collaborating with a lot of people. Our hero, Tina Arena, is one of them. And
excellent.
A lot of, other Australian acts, Miami Horror. We're meeting up with them today to work on a song. So, yeah, it's been really fun collaborating with people and seeing other people's processes. And putting it into one kind of larger narrative.
So tell us about World of Our Love. Tell us about the song, I guess, given it's the first one from this new body of work.
Yeah, it's a kind of a song of empowerment, kind of pseudo-spirituality. We worked on the song. We were working with Flight Facilities, and they Harvey tried to make a beat to sound like Flight Facilities. And they ended up kind of helping us with that. And then we took it in another direction and it kind of became what it became, I guess.
Yeah, like that, the verse that you notice, it's got that sort of organy, like laid back sound. And it was just before we were going into a session with them. They're good friends of ours and mentors. And we're like, oh, we're going to work with them. I sort of ignorantly like, well, got to cook up like a nice little sketch of something that sounds like them. Not knowing that, you know, I mean, collaboration, you sort of meant to meet in the middle, but I'm like, oh no, I got to get a head start and get it set on that Flight Facilities. And then they're like, oh, that's great. And then, they helped us with the track, and then we took it into a more clubby direction.
Fantastic. So I was going to say that, but also what's what's really lifted is the video for World of Our Love, which is a completely animated.
Yeah, it's the first time we did an animation.
That I don't know, that would, to me, would almost be quite another level higher and more difficult than doing live action.
Yeah, I mean, we were not as heavily involved in the process, which was lucky because we've been so busy, but we reached out to Oh Yeah Wow, and they did an incredible job of it. It was really fun coming up with the storyboard, kind of creating this paradise, this idyllic tax haven, I guess, tax-free haven island. But yeah, they just took it to another level, which was awesome. That was their hard work, I'd say, that really, yeah, made it, pulled it together.
There were a number of comments on the video already that people are missing your faces in the video for this one.
We're in there.
Yeah. There'll be more. There's a lot more. It feels like it's been an eternity since we've done music videos because we pretty much spent a whole year making them. But we're ready to get back into it.
As the next tracks come along for the album.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Definitely.
Another big thing, of course, is you've got a couple of huge shows about to happen.
Yeah.
You've got show at the Workers Club tomorrow night.
In Geelong.
But then we've got a couple of big shows at the Forum.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's such a cool venue. We supported Flight Facilities there, I think it was about a year ago or so. And the first one sold out on Saturday night, but there's still tickets to the Sunday, so come on down.
That's a pretty big venue to be filling out. You must be pretty stoked with that.
Yeah, it's a privilege. It's pretty incredible. We've been slowly building our live audience from Melbourne. With every release, we try and do some shows, and yeah, the people are really dedicated, and there's a lot of positive energy, which is nice.
I will say to the listeners, if you do come to the show on Sunday, we do promise to exceed your expectations. we could even go as far as a money back guarantee. Maybe not, but I don't know how that works. But
you might want to talk to the agents and everybody else involved on that one.
We're going to have, you know, the show is going to go off. So do come down and we'll rock the house.
All right. Look, tickets for the show for this Saturday sold out completely now.
Yeah,
it is.
I think we've got, there's going to be like 35 tickets, I think, on the door that we then...
They might be swallowed up.
Up on the night just for people. Just, I think that's like a...
But definitely Sunday's the...
Sunday's the night, which you can get at Ticketmaster.
Yep.
Also, get along and make sure you get yourself a copy of World of Our Love, which is the brand new single for Client Liaison. Harvey Miller and Monty Morgan are Client Liaison. Thanks for joining us here today on Joy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.